Later today, the most exciting 2 minutes in sports, the 140th running of the Kentucky Derby. The clear odds-on favorite is a chestnut colt with humble origins. California Chrome is taking on some really posh horses with Kentucky bluegrass pedigrees. Julia McAvoy from member station KQED reports there are lots of charming quirks about California Chrome that's got folks rooting for him.
A man can spend his whole life trying to run a horse in the Kentucky Derby and never make it. But at age 77, trainer Art Sherman has finally hit the jackpot.
I always call him a rock star. He's because he is a rock star right now. He's the little horse that is against all the big horses. Reminds me of David and Goliath.
Sherman's talking about California Chrome, whom you just heard from there. But Sherman himself is an underdog in this race. He trains 16 horses. The top trainers in the business oversee hundreds, often bringing a couple of horses to the Derby each year. The last time Sherman was at the Kentucky Derby with a runner was back in 1955.
Out in the middle of the track, it swaps now and next.
The horse was a West Coast invader named Swaps. Sherman was just 19 then, learning the game.
They were surprised that we brought a runner into their midst. They used to kind of think that cowbreds were inferior to their Kentucky bred horses. You know.
Don't they still think that?
I got a little feeling they do. I know when I go back there with California Chrome, he's going to have a target on his back.
That's because owners who run a horse in the Derby can invest millions of dollars to get there. Chrome's people haven't. He's a cheaply bred horse born in California's Central Valley.
And California Chrome is absolutely sensational!
Yet, he's turned out to be a very, very fast racehorse. He easily beat the best on the West Coast in the Santa Anita Derby a few weeks ago.
California Chrome will be carrying the hopes of California all the way to the Kentucky Derby.
I have the highest degree of confidence in my horse, but they run the race because anything can happen.
Perry Martin co-owns California Chrome with a guy named Steve Coburn. They bought Chrome's mom, and she was the first racehorse they ever purchased on their own. Perry Martin says he met Steve for the first time outside her barn.
So we're talking, and a groom walked by and said, you know, you guys looking to buy that horse? He said, yeah. He goes, anybody that buys that horse is a dumbass. So Steve looked at me, I looked at him, I said, dumbass partners? He goes, sure.
Really? The business is called Dumbass Partners. Now, people in horse racing talk a lot about luck, because you can have the best horse in the world, but things can still go wrong. Should we be concerned that Chrome has four white feet, long considered bad luck among horsemen? Trainer Art Sherman says that won't matter on Derby Day. He completely understands why the owners turned down an offer of $6.5 million to buy a controlling interest in Chrome.
You get attached to a horse. You know, it is really something else. It's like one of your kids. You know, you take a lot of pride. Would you sell one of your kids if all of a sudden he becomes a superstar and they said, hey, I'll give you $1 million for your kid? Would you sell him?
Still, if Chrome doesn't run well, there will be a lot of folks laughing at Dumbass Partners for not taking the money. Owner Perry Martin knows this. So how's he handling the pressure?
Bourbon. It really calms your nerves.
California Chrome is heavily favored to win this afternoon's Kentucky Derby. So if you make a small bet on him to win, you won't make much money. But that won't stop his fans in California from cheering him home. For NPR News, I'm Julia McAvoy.